Shalom, everybody. Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's final speech of his life. And the beginning of his speech, which is the beginning of Parshas Devarim, contains some mussar about what Bnei Israel did and how they acted over the last 40 years in the wilderness. One of the things that Moshe speaks about is the incident of the spies, of the Meraglim from Parshas Shlach. And about that incident, Moshe says, Perek Aleph, Patsuk Chaf Beis, Vatikruvun Eli Kulchem, Vatomru, Nishlacha Anashim Lefaneinu, etc. You approached me, says Moshe. You approached me, Kulchem, all of you. Everyone came together and said, let's send men to report on the land, etc. That's how Moshe reminded Bnei Yisrael about how the story of the Meraglim began. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Sifri and says, that these words are not just details about how Bnei Yisrael approached Moshe. Rather, these words are rebuke. They're mussar from Moshe to Bnei Yisrael. How? How are these words rebuke? Rashi compares what Moshe says here, Vatikravun Eli Kulchem, to what Moshe says later on in Parshas Vayeschanan in Perek Hey Pasuk Yudtes. There, Moshe reminds Bnei Yisrael how they approached Har Sinai when they received the Torah. And there Moshe says, Vatikrivun Eli, Kol Rashei Shivtechem V'ziknechem, etc. There, when you, Bnei Israel, approached Har Sinai, you did it in a fitting way, a proper way. The young people showed respect to their elders by letting the elders go first. And the elders showed respect to the heads of the Shvatim by letting them go first. That's Vatikrivun Eli Kol Rashei Shivtechem Bezikneichem, etc. That was the orderly way you, Bnei Israel, approached Har Sinai. But here, when it came to the Meraglim, Vatikrivun Eli Kulchem, you all just pile in. Rashi here says that Bnei Yisrael approached Moshe be'irbuvia, in a mixed up crowd. They approached Moshe chaotically in an undignified manner. That's Rashi, and I discussed this Rashi and this Medrash in a previous FMT. If you'd like to hear that, please WhatsApp me privately. But for today's FMT, I'd like to share a beautiful and fundamental idea from Rav Avraham Weinfeld, who died in 1987. Rav Weinfeld was a Talmud Chacham and author and Rav in Muncie, New York. And this idea is on our Parsha in his Sefer on the Chumash and on Moadim called Lev Avraham. Rav Weinfeld says that even when Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Bnei Israel, and this is indeed a challenging rebuke, but even when he rebuked Bnei Israel, there is a positive side, a positive element about what he said. Bnei Israel were indeed wrong for approaching Moshe Rabbeinu in a disorderly and disorganized fashion, without midos, without manners. Orders and proper manners are absolutely critical. Of course, they are building blocks to midos and to self-discipline. In fact, in another FMT, I've discussed the power and importance of order in Kelm and in the Musar style of Rav Simcha Zissel's Ziv of Kelm. Rav Simcha Zissel, also known as the Alter of Kelm, who died in 1898. Please feel free to WhatsApp me privately if you'd like to hear more about that. So order is, of course, of critical importance in our Torah growth and in our Midos development. However, having said all that, Rav Weinfeld says that we must be very, very careful. Orderliness and manners in our lives are certainly important, but only when they reflect inner organization, inner midos, or at least when they reflect a desire to have good midos and to be organized internally. But when we pretend to have manners externally, when we pretend to be organized and formal and full of manners and full of midos on the outside, but internally there's chas v'shalom corruption and disorder, that's terrible. That's hypocritical. Rav Weinfeld points out that only a few years ago in the Holocaust, Germany was the epitome of order, of rules, of discipline, of law. All of the external manners and all of the proper etiquette in the world. And look how much evil was lurking underneath. Rav Weinfeld says that that is what Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to in our parsha. Of course, it was bad that Bnei Yisrael approached Moshe be'irbuvia in an undignified manner. It's not good and it needs rebuke. No question about it. But at least Bnei Yisrael's external behavior reflected their internal mindset. At least there was sincerity, so to speak. At least there was consistency. Nothing hypocritical about it. There is mussar that needs to be given. Absolutely. There's work to be done on B'nai Israel's part. Absolutely. But at least we know what we're dealing with. No lies, no deception, no duplicitous behavior. What you see is what you get, even if, for now, what you see is not stellar. Have an amazing day, everyone.